Back when we had the planning committee meeting, and we're talking about what it is we're going to discuss at this this conference, and the the decision had just been made to recognize that this has long been the David W. Robertson Conference. I foolishly volunteered to say I'd be happy to talk about David's last case, because at the time, most people were looking at this thinking, you know, Supreme Court had granted cert in Dutra versus Batterton, but Atlantic Sounding versus Townsend is out there. Justice Thomas had pretty clearly set the approach that courts are supposed to take in deciding whether or not remedies like punitive damages are available in general maritime law actions. Everybody except the en banc Fifth Circuit had seemed to understand what those were. So I thought, okay, here's an opportunity to really honor David. He's not with us anymore, but his legacy lives on. Supreme Court vindicates the subject that he spent roughly half of his 50-year career devoted to. And then Justice Thomas changes his mind. So what am I left with here? I've got 29 minutes left to extol David's virtues about how he lost, posthumously, his last case. And how do we make sense of that? Let me start talking just a little bit more about David. That's I don't think at an occasion like this we can talk too much about David. And we all know he spent roughly 50 years as a lawyer, slightly over 50 years, almost all of that as a law professor. And the topic that dominated his work for the last half of that, for the last 25 years, was the availability of punitive damages in general maritime law actions. He first got involved in this when he was representing Mr. Guevara in Guevara versus MOC. You all may recall that that's the case that went to the en banc Fifth Circuit, where, according to what Judge Costa tells us today, David lost by the biggest margin you can possibly lose in appellate advocacy in the United States. Leaving aside the possibility of a true en banc in the Ninth Circuit, which is authorized by statute, but they have never done. The en banc Fifth Circuit rules 17-0 that punitive damages are not available for the wanton and willful failure to pay maintenance and cure. David does the cert petition. Supreme Court denies cert. There's a story behind that, but I won't go into that much detail. And it was another, over a decade, I think, before this comes back. And that was in Atlantic Sounding versus Townsend. Now, at the time that the court denied cert in Guevara, Miles was still a relatively new decision. There was a clear conflict among the circuits on whether or not punitive damages are available for the wrongful withholding of maintenance and cure. But that conflict was, there was no post-Miles conflict. The cases that had ruled that punitive damages are unavailable were all an application of Miles, obviously after Miles was decided. The cases that ruled that punitive damages are available were all pre-Miles decisions. So MOC was able to say in their brief in opposition, you don't need to touch this issue. Give other courts a chance to apply Miles, see what happens. Well, the Townsend case comes up in the 11th Circuit, and the 11th Circuit adheres to its prior prior holding. It says that we have previously held that punitive damages are available for the wanton and willful failure to pay maintenance and cure. Miles has nothing to do with punitive damages. We're following circuit precedent, the rule of orderliness. We're supposed to do that as an appellate court. And at that point, Atlantic Sounding decides that they would like to get a national rule prohibiting the award of punitive damages in any maintenance and cure case. Not satisfied with having the rule that they like in the Fifth Circuit and the Ninth Circuit, where most maintenance and cure cases arise. They petition for cert. Cert is granted. The plaintiff's bar goes, oh my God, what is going on here? Because everybody thought that the Supreme Court would rule in favor of Atlantic Sounding. And lo and behold, Justice Thomas turns out to be the best friend that injured seamen have. He says, no, you can get punitive damages in a maintenance and cure case. And he clearly goes through and says, here's the rule. Miles doesn't begin to mean what Atlantic Sounding says it means. Miles was talking about a situation where the court was recognizing a new cause of action. It was recognizing a cause of action for wrongful death due to unseaworthiness. Not previously recognized in general maritime law, but the court in Miles says, yes, we recognize this remedy, or we recognize this cause of action. Now let's look at what remedies are available. And when we look at what remedies are available, we don't think it's wise to go beyond what Congress has authorized in similar contexts. We could. I mean, we're the Supreme Court. General maritime law is something where it's within our control. We sit, in the manner of a common law court, to use the language of Exxon v. Baker. And because we sit in the manner of a common law court and deciding what remedies are available at the federal equivalent of common law, general maritime law.